The Pentagon has submitted a proposed budget for fiscal year 2013 that would trim military spending by $487 billion over the next decade. This would include base closings, and like 10 years ago, that process would begin with the formation of a Base Realignment and Closure Committee, or BRAC, that would offer a recommended list of installations to shut down. Congresswoman Kathy Hochul appeared on the Niagara Falls Air Base on Tuesday to say while there's no imminent threat of shutdown here, a full-court press is now underway to protect the base from the budget acts.
I'm here to tell you that is not the case right now. We have no intelligence as of this moment that this base is on the chopping block. All we're doing right now is being proactive.
Niagara Falls was on the BRAC Commission list in 2005, but was spared thanks to a political team that included then-influential local Republican Congressman Tom Reynolds. Hochul, a Democrat, was asked about how much power today's local representatives might wield.
Well, I like the fact that we have representatives from Senator Schumer, who is a high-ranking individual. Senator Gillibrand is on the Senate Armed Services Committee, so this doesn't just occur in the House. Again, I'm on that committee as well. Congresswoman Slaughter has significant clout in the House, as does Brian Higgins. So this is a team approach.
The Pentagon's proposed budget cuts would put more strategic focus on Asia and the Middle East. But John Cooper, vice chairman of the Niagara Military Affairs Council, says the United States needs to keep a strong presence elsewhere, including the home front.
I think that our military should be spread out around our country. And certainly the last 10 years, 15 years, the focus has been in the Middle East, and we've been in a good position for that. But I think we'll still have missions there. We'll still need C-130 bases on the East Coast.
Supporters of the base note that the aircraft stationed there serve not only military missions overseas, but are also quick to respond to domestic needs, including natural disasters. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.